Hello, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim will kick off with the FIFA qualifiers.
Okay.
Thank you very much. In today's qualifiers, Madagascar held Central African Republic to a 2-2 draw on Tuesday to complete a 5-2 aggregate win in their preliminary round qualifier for the 2018 World Cup. Madagascar will face Senegal in the next round. The match between Swaziland and Djibouti has been postponed. Meanwhile, Malawi beat Tanzania 1-0 at home at the Kamuzu Stadium in Blantyre, but the Taifa Stars went Blantyre with a 2-0 advantage from their home leg on Wednesday to go through 2-1 overall. Tanzania face a difficult fixture in the next round of qualifying. They will take on Africa's top-ranked side, Algeria, as they continue their bid to reach Russia 2018. In football, Manchester City's midfielder Yaya Toure is in line to win a fifth straight Africa Player of the Year award. Toure has been included on an initial list of 37 names for the Confederation of African Football's annual title, which will be announced on December 22nd. The Ivory Coast captain led his side to the Africa Cup of Nations title in February in Equatorial Guinea. DR Congo keeper Robert Kidiaba is one of four players also on the 24-man list for the Africa Best Player of the Year. If Toure claims the fifth title, he will overtake Cameroon's Samuel Eto'o, who has won the award four times. Toure's international teammates Givino, Max Gradel, and Segui Arura are the other names on the international list for the Nation Cup winning squad. Now, for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma. Here is Mark.
We begin with football. Hosts Morocco and Guinea play to a 1-1 draw in Agadir as the Democratic Republic of Congo pipped Gabon 2-1 in Mones, Belgium, in friendly matches on Monday. On Sunday, Tunisia's under-23 side pipped Rwanda 1-0, while on Friday, Burkina Faso edged Rwanda 1-0 in friendly matches played in Rabat, Morocco. Today, Tuesday, Republic of Congo host Benin in Brazzaville. Algeria welcomed Senegal to Algiers. Honduras encountered the visiting South Africans in San Pedro, and Ghana Canada in Washington, D.C. in the United States of America. Turning to athletics, Kenya's 22-year-old Gladys Chesire won women's race at the ASICS Grand 10-kilometer Berlin Road Race in the German capital in a lifetime best of 30 minutes and 41 seconds. A silver medalist in 10,000 meters at the recent All-Africa Games, Chesire not only improved her lifetime best by over 1 minute, but also ran the world's quickest time in the event this year. Meanwhile, 19-year-old World Junior 10,000-meter champion Joshua Cheptegei triumphed in the men's race in a personal best and Ugandan national record of 27 minutes and 50 seconds. He improves on Moses Kipsiro's previous Ugandan record by 2 seconds. In the Netherlands, Kenya's Stephen Chebogut won the DLL Eindhoven Marathon in a personal best of 2 hours, 5 minutes and 52 seconds on Sunday. He improves his lifetime best by over 2 minutes. Meanwhile, Kenyans Stephen Ongori and Nancy Kimayo were crowned winners of the men's and women's races at the 20 kilometers Paris Road Race in the French capital on Sunday. Early on Saturday, Ethiopian defending champion Mukhtar Edris retained his Giro Alsace 10-kilometer road race title in Trento, Italy, in a winning time of 28 minutes and 46 seconds.
Thanks, Mark. Mark was reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa.
You better run.
And now in tennis, British number one Johanna Konta has been awarded the lucky loser spot for the main draw in Linz after her defeat in qualifying for the WTA event. Konta, at a career high ranking number 47, lost 6-2, 2-6, 6-4 to world number 105, Clara Kokalova, in qualifying. But she will now play German's Annika Beck in the first round on Tuesday. The loss to Czech Kokalova was only Konta's third defeat in 26 matches since Wimbledon and her first to a lower-ranked player since May. The 24-year-old will also play doubles with fellow Briton Naomi Broder in Linz before heading to Luxembourg next week. Konta has followed up her remarkable run to the quarterfinals in Wuhan, China, where she beat world number two Simona Halep before losing narrowly to Venus Williams with two qualifying wins in Linz. Having broken into two the world's top 50 for the first time last week, those two wins helped her rise another two places to 47 on Monday. Konta's fellow British number one, Andy Murray, will return to action this week for the first time since Britain's Davis Cup win over Australia last month. The Scot, who is 28, has a bye in round one of the Shanghai Masters and will play America's Steve Johnson in round two. Should he win that, Murray could then face Belgian number one, David Goffin, with the pair likely to lead their respective nations in the Davis Cup final next month. Novak Djokovic is the top seed in Shanghai and could meet Murray in the semifinals with Roger Federer, Stan Wawrinka, and Rafael Nadal in the opposite half of the draw. Meanwhile, in soccer, Sierra Leone has been eliminated by Chad in the game was played in Port Harcourt in Nigeria. And the winner now, Chad, will play Egypt in the next round. And a programming note here at VOA, Sunny Young is in Lagos and he'll be meeting and broadcasting with our friends at Brilla on October 13th today and tomorrow, October 14th. Meanwhile, in boxing, Filipino boxing superstar Manny Pacquiao denied earlier reports that he had spoken with Floyd Mayweather Jr. about a rematch, saying he'll be speaking with promoter Bob Arum about his next and final fight when he arrives in New York this week. Speaking at a press conference in Manila, Pacquiao told reporters that he had not had discussions with the recently retired American boxer, despite an AFP report citing him as saying such. Pacquiao, an 8-division boxing champion, will be recognized with the 2015 Asia Game Changer Award at the United Nations in New York later this week. Pacquiao says he will discuss with his manager about his options, which also include his one-time gym mate and former junior welterweight title holder, Amir Khan. The 36-year-old Pacquiao, who is serving in his second term as a congressman in the Philippines, announced his intention to run for the Philippine State Senate in 2016 last week. He told AFP that he would fight his last fight in a 21-year-old career in March or April, just before the general elections take place on May 9th. And that's it for this edition of the Sunnyside of Sports. I'm Douglas Impuga. Now back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunnyside of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunnyside of Sports at 1730 hours UTC, right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up, a post-election survey in Nigeria indicates this year's presidential elections was free and fair. And next, the World Health Organization launches new standards to improve the quality of adolescent care. But first, some music. Here is Kobe Maxwell of Ghana with Awuraba. Thank you.
century. Session, I you know, take a